KMJ News Time, 7:50 a.m. Pacific Daylight Saving Time. And if it is that, and it is Monday, that means we get to chat with Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Gabe, good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right. You know the phrase, when one door closes, another one opens? Well, it's the same with pool halls. One closes, one opens.
Right, right. So we reported about a year ago that Diamond Billiards had closed. They're located out on Blackstone and Sierra next to the Bolero Bowling Alley. It closed because the owner didn't pay back rent for the period that the pool hall had to be closed due to the COVID shutdowns. Well, a new owner is coming in. It's going to be called Sierra Billiards. It should be opening soon, either in November or December. The new owner's name is Gurjivan Singh Gill. We were unable to link up with him. We were able to speak to an associate. He's filing for a conditional use permit to serve beer and wine there from noon to 1:30 a.m. There's new signage out front, pretty much indicating there's going to be a new place to play pool in Fresno soon. So, you know, if your listeners are into pool, might know about the history of Diamond Billiards. It first opened in the 70s near Shields and Chestnut. Owner Dan Dadian, with his wife Sherry, opened another pool hall at 99 in Ashland. They actually even opened one in Nevada and one in Hanford. So they kind of had a chain of pool halls there. The one at Blackstone opened back in 2004. A few years later, Dan got sick and asked Sherry which location she wanted to keep. The rest were going to close. She chose Blackstone. And, you know, sadly, Dan died in 2012. And, you know, so it's sad about the history and the circumstances of Diamond Billiards closing. But as you mentioned, one door closes, the other opens. It, you know, it's encouraging to see a new business coming into an empty space.
Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal joining us. So I've lived in, my goodness, New York, Philadelphia, Chicago, a whole bunch of cities, large cities around the country. And this story that you're going to share, I have seen play out in all those cities and plenty more. Whenever you hear of a management company or an owner of an apartment building deciding he, she, or they want to renovate the building, that usually proves to be dire consequences for those living there.
Yeah, and you know, it's a tough situation that's playing out more often now, and it's currently playing out for an apartment complex in the community of Selma, a complex called Rancho Selma Apartments. Back in September, the residents were informed that they had to leave because the new owner was going to be renovating the apartments. They're given 60 days, which is, you know, according to the laws around evictions. So that will be up in November. You know, this is rough timing right before the holidays. Spoke with some of the families that live there. There's about 30 families who live there. Some of them said that they were going to have their kids living out of a car because they don't know where to go. They don't know what to do. You know, one tenant was paying about $650 a month for a one bedroom, you know, had a family of like four or five living in a one bedroom apartment. So $650 a month, you know, the going market rate now for apartments in Selma is something like $1,100. So it's a really tough rental market.
Can I interrupt you right there? I'm glad you, forget my interruption. I'm glad you mentioned that because there are people listening that will say, well, what's the problem? They can get a place, but folks who have been there a while, you, as you just mentioned, those rents, the basic rents that they are that are available, have shot up so much it makes it much more difficult financially.
Yeah, I mean it's double, you know, almost double, nearly double, and that's just the result of the rental market we've been seeing. And, you know, these apartments have seen better days. The condition wasn't great. We spoke to the landlord. You know, he said it was a liability not to renovate these apartments, especially dangerous for kids to live there. It's going to take about a year and a half to renovate these apartments. You know, there were rumors that it was going to be renovated for seniors only, but we were told by the landlord that it's going to be available to rent by anyone. We reported on this. You know, this is a really common situation happening in apartments across the country and across the valley. Many are being renovated and the existing tenants are being evicted. With current rental laws in California, there's limits to how much you could raise the rent, but those don't apply when you evict and people for renovations. So, you know, it's just another example of how tough the current rental, the housing market is, and how big some of these problems are when it deals to finding affordable
right.
housing. Yeah, and this is a story from our reporter Edward Smith, who's doing a lot of really good reporting on the affordable housing crunch, and we should have more updates on this topic for you guys at thebusinessjournal.com.
Yep, we look forward to that. He is Gabe Diller, joins us every Monday right about this time. Thank you, Gabe.
Thank you.